Today is Wednesday. And as every family in the north end of Boston will tell you, Wednesday
is Money Life's Sell of the Week with Charles Rotblat, editor of the American Association of Individual Investors Journal.
You are quite the bear.
That's right. Every Wednesday, Charles Rotblat joins us to help us let go of those investments that are going the wrong way.
You idiots, get back in there at once and sell, sell.
Don't keep coming up short. Join us every Wednesday for Charles Rotblat on Money Life with Chuck Jaffe.
Well, you know what they say. Fools make money, bears make money, pigs, they get slaughtered.
That's exactly what they say. What we say here on Money Life is that you need to know how to buy and you need to know how to sell. And that's why every week we bring you the buy and the sell of the week from Charles Rotblat, editor of AAII Journal. Now, Charles was on the show yesterday. His buy of the week was Amerco. That's U-Haul, or ticker symbol U-H-A-L, actually. But it's the company that owns U-Haul. And we'll find out what he's got in store for us today after I remind you that Charles is editor of AAII Journal. If you want more information, AAII.com. He is the author of Better Good Than Lucky, and he is on Twitter at Charles Rotblat. Charles, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Our sell of the week is
Potbelly.
Okay, Potbelly Corporation, which is ticker symbol PBPB, which truthfully sounds kind of like a bad sandwich. And Potbelly is not some reference to me.
Hey, fat boy!
No, it's not. It's Potbelly Corp. These are the folks that own Potbelly delis, right? The Potbelly sandwiches. And so why are you saying about Potbelly that
you're a turd sandwich?
That it's a turd sandwich this week.
Well, this is a company that owns about 300 sandwich shops. For those listening who have never been in a Potbelly, they're essentially a deli. You get sandwiches, toasted bread with several meats. I'm personally a big fan of their PB&J because they toast the bread with the peanut butter on it so it comes out warm and gooey, and it's quite messy but quite delicious. But this is a stock that since its IPO last October, the stock started off, had a little bit of a bump, and then it has been trending down. I mean, even though the price now is ballpark about half of where it started trading at during its first few days, the stock's still extraordinarily valued. The PE right now on a forward 2014 basis, if you look at earnings PE for the current year, it's actually negligible. For the 2014, based on analyst estimates, it's trading at 50 times earnings. And one of the things we do when we talk about valuation is we just look at an absolute level. How high is the valuation? But sometimes you need to take a step back and take a look at the business and ask yourself, is this PE justified? And I think in this case, you're paying a PE of 50 for a sandwich shop. And we could talk about innovations in sandwiches, new ways to make sandwiches, new ways to make bread, et cetera. But at the end of the day, it's a sandwich shop. And paying a PE of 50 for a sandwich shop is simply outrageous.
He is a turd sandwich.
Yeah, that's a turd sandwich, I suppose, is a 50 PE on a sandwich shop. What's an appropriate PE on a sandwich shop? And who do we compare this to? Because as we call it a sandwich shop, we're sort of disqualifying it from the, well, you could compare it to the McDonald's or the Yum Brands, which owns KFC or what have you of the world. Who are we comparing it to, and what's an appropriate PE?
Yeah, I think with some of these stocks, and you can even look at Chipotle, I think we see this before. These franchises go through strong growth. People bid up the stocks, and then something happens, and the price falls back down to earth. And we've seen this before. Krispy Kreme was a great example where it came out, people had a lot of enthusiasm for the stock, and eventually it dropped. Now, there were accounting problems at Krispy Kreme, but they also had problems with sales. And one of the things when you look at Potbelly's, they said last quarter, same-store sales last quarter, rose 0.7%. And now, given the winter weather we just had, I'd have to think that same source sales for the most recent quarters is not going to be any better and possibly worse. But when you apply a valuation, I looked at the price to sales ratio for the restaurant industry median. That's about 1.2. So I don't think that's a bad margin for this. It is a growing franchise. It does have some name to it, and people recognize what Potbelly is. So I'm willing to pay a little bit extra for that, but I think that 1.2 is probably a decent number where you're not paying very high on an absolute basis, but you're also not paying out the nose either.
Ultimately, the market's going to take a huge bite out of Potbelly. That's really what we're saying here.
Yeah, absolutely. Even though the stock's done really poorly and it's dropped considerably, I think we're still looking at a potential of another 20% downside to the stock. And it's very important to realize that sometimes you see these restaurants going IPO and they're in a strong growth phase and people get very excited. But when you look at these sales, I mean, last quarter sales for the entire company increased 1.7%. You're not getting strong growth out of this company. So even if we threw out the standpoint that this is just a sandwich company, we're not seeing the type of growth that justifies high valuations and justifies high expectations for growth.
Is this a classic sort of case of why with an IPO, you really want to be pretty cautious? I mean, you saw what happened with Facebook, where eventually people were who wrote it out are feeling pretty good about it. But you get so much hype beyond the IPO and then reality sets in.
Yeah, you have to be careful. And a lot of times what we see with IPOs is there's just a shortage of shares available. It's called the float, the number of shares available for trading. And sometimes you just have an economic problem where there's not enough supply to meet demand and the valuations get high. And I think with each IPO, you really need to step back and analyze each one separately. Sometimes you have some IPOs that actually turn out to be quite good. Google languished at around $100 per share when it first came out for a little while, and then it started taking off and it's never looked back. So you do have to evaluate each IPO carefully, but I think you do, in general, have to be very cautious about some of those numbers coming out, particularly the valuations, especially if it's a younger, emerging growth company, because you don't have a trading history and you may have a very high valuation.
So it's Potbelly Corp, ticker symbol PBPB.
Sir, you are, in fact, a turd sandwich.
And, in fact, it is a turd sandwich. The sell of the week. The buy of the week was U-Haul, U-H-A-L. That's actually called Emerco. And the guest of the week this week and every week when he's here is Charles Roakblut. He is the editor of AAII Journal. And I said when he's here, Charles is going to be away next week, but we'll still have a buy and sell of the week for you. Charles, we'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
That sounds great.
Hey, we've just gotten started on the Wednesday edition of Money Life. So, if you like what you've heard so far, you're going to stick around and not touch that dial because we're living the money life and we'll be right back.